The Taliban threatens to kill South Korean missionaries in Afghanistan. Church workers are endangered in hostile Turkey, and a tribe rejoices as being part of the family of God. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Taliban has reportedly extended its deadline to Tuesday evening in a life-or-death ransom for 23 South Korean hostages seized last week in Afghanistan. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the militants threatened to execute the South Korean hostages if the government didn't free imprisoned insurgents.
It's not safe for NGOs, period, and certainly not for Christian ones particularly, but I'm quite certain that they were not specifically targeted because they were Christians. I am concerned, however, that the way that they are treated may differ when it is discovered that they are specifically Christian missionaries.
Penner says this time is crucial in the negotiations for the lives of the hostages. They're urging prayer.
Pray for wisdom for the South Korean government as they're negotiating with the Taliban at this time. Pray for the safety of these missionaries. Their organization has made it very clear that they were not involved in evangelistic work. Having said all that, pray that they'll also be faithful witnesses to Christ in love and action.
Next, there's tension toward Westerners in Afghanistan's capital. However, many remote areas are thankful for the humanitarian aid that Westerners working with Mission Aviation Fellowship subsidiary PAC-TEC are able to provide. Tim Strauss says,
there's areas of Afghanistan that have some of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. Just incredible needs throughout that country. Our presence there has allowed a lot of work to go on in some very remote areas that would not go on if it wasn't for the flight services that we're able to provide.
The services of PAC-TEC allows many other NGOs to do their work more effectively, since many roads aren't usable year-round. Strauss says that they want another base in northern Afghanistan.
We would love to see the funds to be able to purchase an airplane and base it there. It needs to be a single-engine, turbine-engine airplane. That would open up a whole area of the country on a much greater level.
Visit our website to learn about personnel needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the aftermath of the April murders of three Christians in Turkey, the government tried to stem the anti-Christian violence. But Partners International says the aggression hasn't lessened. 2 weeks ago, an unknown gunman shot at the house of a church planning partner, then poisoned the family dog. Another report indicated a thwarted murder plot of a pastor in the same area. Partners just held a short training course, but urges continued prayer on behalf of the Christian workers. Meanwhile, two organizations are working together to not only advance the gospel, but improve medical care. Samaritan's Purse is providing medical equipment to HCJB Global Hands Hospital Ministry in Quito. HCJB's John Hurst tells us how it all came about.
When Franklin Graham came down last year to Ecuador to do a Festival of Hope, he also came down and visited our hospital. And as a result of that visit, pledged to interact with us and to provide us with some equipment we needed.
That pledge was fulfilled last week with more than $250,000 worth of equipment. While this will allow HCJB to share the gospel and medical care with Ecuadorians, it'll also allow this training hospital to reach beyond Ecuador.
A lot of the doctors that we're training are the ones that are going with us to Lebanon or to the Solomon Islands or Pakistan, etc. Many of our staff can travel much easier to other parts of the world and find it easier to connect in places where sometimes Westerners aren't as welcome.
And 30 people of the Tagbanwa tribe of the Philippines came to Christ after a first round of gospel teaching. New Tribes Mission missionaries report students never missed a class, and those that came to Christ seemed to live with a new peace and happiness. After the new believers learned that they were now children of God, a tribal woman wrapped her arms around one of the missionaries and said, "Now we're sisters. Pray that these new believers are a light to the rest of their people." Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.